thank you that Nen is not alone, that you have local brothers and sisters that are helping to support her. Pray, God, Lord, each day that she will put on your breastplate of righteousness, that in her, through her conduct, people will know that she is different. Help her not to be afraid to act this way around the government and around her, the other villagers that do not like her. Please continue to help her make a difference for you in that area. In Jesus' name, amen. Next, we go to Democratic Republic of the Congo. In Chibi, it's a remote village in the jungle. Missionaries came to it in the 1970s, and life has been peaceful there. They thought they had a little slice of paradise. They had a church, they had a Christian school, but in 2019, they were attacked by the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, who are a violent Islamic group. 40 people were kidnapped. Some have been released, but some of those 40 are still missing. Later the same year, ADF returned. This time, they came with a purpose to kill and destroy everyone they possibly could. Those that escaped ran to the jungle and hid, or they just kept running to the nearest refugee camp. After the second attack, many Chibiuses moved away, but some still remained. On May 30th of 2021, the ADF attacked again, and this time they killed 182 people. A woman named Gertrude lost 10 family members in this attack. Finally, after the attack, the UN and their government sent peacekeeping soldiers to protect the town. Slowly over time, the villagers have returned. The missionaries also returned, and in 2023, they brought lots of Bibles with them to replace the ones that were burned. The villagers were very glad to receive the Bibles, but still they have a lot of pain and trauma from what they have been through and what they've seen. The missionaries are also working with the villagers to help them process and find healing in their pain. Gertrude, along with many other villagers, participate in therapy with the missionaries, and in these sessions they draw pictures of what happened during the attack. They also do a reenactment of the attack using sticks as guns. Those that play the survivors carry backpacks, and they've all written on pieces of paper words of their emotions, like fear, trauma, loss, unforgiveness. Then another actor playing Jesus comes and removes the backpacks from each one of them, one by one, removing the weighty words. This has been helpful to many of them. In another village, much like Chibi, another attack occurred in 2022. In this case, there was a prayer meeting at the local church, and the attacker set the building on fire with everyone inside it. An 8-year-old little girl was found barely alive. She sustained burns to 48% of her body. Sadly, both her parents died in the fire. The local church has adopted her and rallies around her. She could not remember her name. She could not remember the attack, thankfully. But because she couldn't remember her name, they gave her a new one, Divine Grace. Thankfully, Divine has no recollection of it, and she has undergone many surgeries. She has more to undergo. Her doctor that sees her, the specialist, is a Christian doctor, and he laughs when he talks about her, because every time she visits, she skips out of his office singing praise songs. Let's pray for Gertrude's fear to be taken away from her as she struggles to sleep. Pray that she will be able to forgive the ADF. Pray for the hostages that are still missing. And pray for healing, for divine grace, and praise God for the joy of a child.